Earth and Sky.
You can't just listen to the wind section of a symphony orchestra if you want to hear the full music.
That's astronomer Catherine Haymans of the University of British Columbia talking about how astronomers look beyond visible light, the light we can see, to study the universe. With the Hubble Space Telescope, she collected radio waves, ultraviolet, and infrared radiation coming from the Abel supercluster of galaxies 2.6 billion light years from Earth.
And what we're finding is very dense pools of dark matter that are pulling galaxies into this dense region of space.
Astronomers think that 85% of all matter in the entire universe is made of what they call dark matter, which cannot be seen. They know dark matter by its gravity, which in the Abel supercluster yanks entire galaxies around.
We can see galaxies changing as they go from the outskirts of the supercluster, if you like, the suburbs of the city, into the center of the city or the densest parts of the supercluster.
And closer to the downtown of the supercluster.
They've got great names. There's a strangulation. There's tidal stripping where their gas is ripped out of them as they fall onto hot gas.
Haymans said that the shadowy forces of gravity from dark matter pull these galaxies together, sometimes to the point where whole galaxies crash into each other. I'm Jorge Salazar, and we're Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.